From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Last week, this program began looking at how a reservoir goes from concept to reality. One essential step in the process is getting the building permit approved by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Ron Ellis of the TCEQ's permitting office explained one of the criteria used by the agency when evaluating applications.
With regard to environmental impact, many river basins have environmental flow standards that are adopted into TCEQ rules as a result of Senate Bill 3.
Basins in this case refer to river basins. Environmental flow standards refer to how much water flows through a riverbed. It's common for water agreements to specify a minimum of how many acre feet of water must flow past certain measuring points over a specific duration of time. The point is to make sure that a development project doesn't dry up a river.
In basins where there are adopted environmental flow standards, those standards are applied. In basins where there's not existing environmental flow standards, then, you know, the applicant usually does an environmental assessment and TCEQ reviews their assessment for impacts.
So if the river basin already has these flow standards established, that makes matters fairly simple. If no flow standards exist, the process involves more subjective judgment by the TCEQ. The obvious question now is, which river basins already have flow standards established and which don't?
The areas that have environmental flow standards are areas of the state that were named in Senate Bill 3, the Brazos River Basin, the Colorado River Basin, the Guadalupe River Basin, San Antonio River Basin, Rio Grande, Nueces River Basin, Trinity, Neches, and Sabine River Basins. River basins that do not have a bay in the state of Texas, such as the Cypress, Sulphur, and Red River Basins, and Canadian River Basin, were not named by Senate Bill 3, and we have not adopted standards for those basins yet.
So if you live in a river basin where the river in question empties into the Gulf in Texas, Senate Bill 3 specifies some minimum flow standards. Most Texas river basins are associated with the river that does empty into the Gulf in Texas, but not all. In Northeast Texas, it's a mixed story. The Cypress Basin, which includes Lake Bob Sandlin and Lake of the Pines, no such standards established. Similarly, the Sulphur River Basin, which includes Cooper Lake and Wright-Patman Lake, no such standards.
Senate Bill 3 established which basins, which would be the initial basins to get standards adopted, and it's been about a five-year process that the initial adoption of standards just ended a couple of months ago, and it's been about a five-year process. Now, Senate Bill 3 provides for standards to be adopted in other basins potentially in the future. However, there's not a schedule that's been set for adoption of standards in those basins.
For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.